Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused, and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Duane Schroeder from Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Bethany, Oklahoma.
Today's homily is based on Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35, and is entitled, "God's Gift to an Undeserving Servant." How long have you been following and living for Jesus? How often have you heard it said, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us"? However long or however often you have trusted God's word, are you still asking questions to which you should already know the answer? We might think that Peter should have known the answer to his, "How many times should I forgive my brother who sins against me?" question, because the answer is obvious. We're to forgive as God forgives. But Peter might have been thinking like we do sometimes about the guy who is most likely not going to stop sinning no matter how often he is forgiven. So why not let the law do its thing and hand out the punishment deserved? There's no use wasting grace on a guy that's going to keep on sinning. A merciful king did a not-so-obvious thing for a servant one day. After checking all the records and auditing all the books, it was obvious what the servant did. He was not giving the king his fair share. There was some mismanagement going on, and the law was clear. If the debt could not be paid, the servant could be sent to prison and be required to stay there until the entire debt was paid off. The king could have made sure the sinner got what he deserved, but he didn't. The law said that the king could put his unfaithful servant in prison where he would experience and endure much pain and sorrow, but instead the king forgave him. The king canceled the whole debt and set him away a free man. Who would do that? Wouldn't you be furious and demand some kind of payment for all that was done or undone? And what would the servant learn by being set free? Whatever we might think is the right thing to do, the king forgave his servant. And it should have been obvious what a forgiven servant would do after being set free. But when an opportunity arose to do as the merciful king did, an unforgiving servant refused to hear a plea for forgiveness and instead chose to punish rather than set a man free. What kind of man doesn't learn from an undeserved kindness? What kind of man remains self-serving when he has been the recipient of a selfless act? What kind of man wants to suffer the consequence of a wrong achieved or a right abandoned? How many times is it going to take before we understand that forgiveness sets us free to be all that we can be for God? To be all we can be for God, it's necessary to believe that we sin every day and that we deserve nothing but punishment. To be all we can be for God, it's necessary to believe that we're not worthy of the forgiveness we receive. But our God is merciful and just, and He forgives. As we've been taught, God will forgive the guilt of our sins when we acknowledge our sins, when we confess them to the Lord and not cover them up. But how many times will we have to acknowledge our sins in order to be forgiven? We should know the answer to that question after hearing today's parable about an unforgiving servant who forgot what his merciful king had done. We know the answer to our questions when we fix our eyes on Jesus. With our eyes on Jesus, it is obvious what we will need to do when we sin. With our eyes on Jesus, we shouldn't have to ask why Jesus died on the cross for you and me, for it's obvious. It's obvious that He loves us. He heard our cry for mercy and washed us clean, forgiving our huge debt, setting us free to live our new life of loving God and forgiving our neighbor as many times as it takes. It may not always be obvious what we are to do as followers of Jesus, because the world blocks what God has made us to be and what He wants us to believe and how He wants us to live our baptized lives. But God's will becomes more obvious the more time we spend with Jesus and savor the mercy He has shown an undeserving servant. Amen.
We thank Pastor Dwayne Schroeder from Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Bethany, Oklahoma, for today's meditation on God's Word.